from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Republicans in St. Charles County are engaged in the most competitive county executive contest in years. Incumbent County Executive Steve Ellman is running for another four-year term and facing strong challenges from former State Senator Bill Eigel and former Lake St. Louis Mayor Jason Law. It was not supposed to be this way. Ellman had planned to retire after roughly 20 years on the job, but he changed his mind because he was not convinced anybody could beat Eigel, who nearly prevailed 2 years ago in a closely watched Republican primary for governor. Ellman says that Eigel is providing a false impression to voters that the county executive has power to do things it can't do, such as getting rid of the county's personal property tax.
I've got to convince the people, unlike my opponent, that the county executive has certain parameters on which to operate. And you're an executive, you're not a dictator.
Eigel made a name for himself in Jefferson City with high-profile filibusters and clashes with GOP leadership. Both Ellman and the other major candidate in the race, Jason Law, contend that Eigel plans to use the county executive's post to run for governor again in 2028. Eigel has said he's not planning to do that, and he has also said that he finds Ellman's reasoning for reversing course on his retirement plans perplexing.
I mean, I can't imagine insulting the people of St. Charles County by saying that the only reason you're seeking the responsibility of the highest office in the county is because you don't like somebody else. I mean, that is, I have nothing personally against Steve. He's been around a long time. Certainly, we disagree on policy and process, but I don't have no personal dislike of Steve Ellman. My goodness.
Law, meanwhile, says that both Ellman and Eigel have overstayed their welcome. He doesn't believe Eigel when he says he won't run for governor, or that Ellman will serve another full term.
We're talking about data centers and other growth. And, you know, you need to look outside 5 and 10 years. And I don't think he wants to do this job anymore. I think he wants to run for a couple of years and then hand it off to somebody else.
Ellman has said he plans to serve out his full term if he wins, which would run until 2030. While the political dynamics of this contest are surely fascinating, it's also notable for policy reasons. This is not a primary where all the candidates are basically the same when it comes to issues. For instance, Eigel wants to eliminate the personal property tax, which both Law and Ellman say is an unworkable campaign promise. There's also disagreement over whether St. Charles County should sell key assets, such as the National Equestrian Center. But after lengthy conversations with these three candidates, they all seem to fear that St. Charles County's growth over the last couple of decades could eventually stagnate. A number of cities in St. Charles County, such as O'Fallon and Wentzville, have experienced major population growth, so much so that the county gained representation in the Missouri House and Senate. Ellman in particular says that unless regional leaders deal with the St. Louis region's population stagnation and St. Louis's crime problem, St. Charles County's growth will not be sustainable.
I think it's important we have a regional approach. We understand that if there's a problem in the city, eventually it's going to be a problem in St. Charles County.
Ness Sandoval is a demographer at St. Louis University. He says that Ellman is correct that St. Charles County will eventually suffer a population decline if the St. Louis region's population overall remains stagnant. And he says St. Charles County's policies could play a role in that outcome.
I think the question for St. Charles County is if they decide that they're going to put a moratorium on housing, then we pretty much know then growth is going to come to an end at some point. If they believe that 450,000 is going to be their max that they want, then you know at some point you're going to have smaller households, and if the majority of those households don't have children in them, then you have a pretty good sense of what this looks like, because you'll have more people dying than babies born So that growth line is going to come to an end.
What Sandoval is referring to is how both Igel and Law want to limit the growth of apartment complexes in St. Charles County. Ellman says that's only really possible in unincorporated areas of the county, since municipalities have control over what they build within their borders. Sandoval says that a halt in constructing apartment complexes could ultimately create a disincentive for young people to move there.
I think what they're missing is like a lot of single family home owners start as renters. I started out as a renter. And then once we started a family and we realized we want a house, we started to save up. So most, in today's generation, most single family, your potential single family home owners are going to start out as renters. And so you have to create those, to keep that young population in the region, you have to create these housing options.
Igel and Law, though, both contend that building more apartments is a bad idea. Law says the county's infrastructure just can't handle them, especially in the western part of the county.
I'm not saying forever. I'm just saying let these apartments saturate in. Make sure we have the resources to respond to things for those apartments, and we can provide the services that people expect in St. Charles County. If you overbuild it, you're stretching our resources to the point we can't provide the same resources as we did before.
And to address affordability for potential residents, Igel says eliminating personal property tax is the way to go, not building more apartment complexes.
This constant idea that the highest position in government in our county can't do anything and is helpless in the face of a problem that's facing our county is precisely why St. Charles County is starting to stagnate and why we need new leadership.
St. Charles County voters will decide on August 4th whether they're sticking with Ellman or opting for new leadership. And the winner of this contest will face off against Democrat David Venziano in November. Be sure to listen to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air on July 24th, where we'll present a joint appearance with the two major contenders for Missouri's 1st Congressional District seat, Congressman Wesley Bell and former Congresswoman Cori Bush. The two Democrats will answer questions at the same time about their stances on domestic and foreign policy issues and their priorities for the St. Louis and St. Louis County-based district. If you have a question you want asked, send us an email to talk@stlpr.org. You can listen to this joint appearance with Wesley Bell and Cori Bush at noon and 7 p.m. on Friday, July 24th on St. Louis Public Radio.
This episode was produced and recorded by Jason Rosenbaum. Audio editing by Danny Wisentowski.
Podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.